Welcome to the Bible Way Outreach Church's podcast. This podcast is a recap of our Sunday morning service. First, a few quick reminders. This Mother's Day 2018 is our Family Affair Sunday. So bring your family to celebrate and give God high praise this Mother's Day at the Bible Way on Sunday, May 13th, 2018 at 11 a.m. This morning's service topic is Joy of a Faithful Intercessor. The main scriptures for the text were St. John chapter 8, verses 29 through 30, Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 30, Jude chapter 1, verse 20, Romans chapter 8, verse 14, and 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. The focus of this message is 1. We must learn to pray in the Spirit. Intercessory prayer is a foundation for success in the Spirit. 2. When the intercessor prays in the Spirit, deliverance automatically takes place. Consequently, the more one prays, the more they become like Jesus. And 3, intercessory prayer is an act of one's will to stand in the breach for family, friends, and loved ones.
The joy of a faithful intercessor, a joy. The joy of a faithful intercessor. Amen. So you're supposed to be happy when you start praying. I said you're supposed to be happy when you start praying. And I want us to really look at this. And we're going to go about it a different way because I don't really think that we understand the essence of being an intercessor. Let's go to Proverbs 11:30. Let's read that, please.
The fruit of righteousness is the tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise.
He that winneth souls is wise. We were created to win souls. Amen. We were created to win souls and birth souls into the kingdom. But I believe we kind of lost that flame. Because some of us won't even tell somebody about Jesus anymore. We don't even talk about winning souls anymore. Amen. We caught up in prosperity messages and, amen, getting rich messages. But what about winning souls? Amen. And that's the key. Amen. Let's turn to St. John 15:16. Stop right there. You should go and bring forth fruit. You have not chosen me. So when we hear people say that they found God 30 years ago, and you know, that's nothing but a lie, amen, because Jesus had never been lost. So how could you find somebody he's never been lost? I can't hear nobody, amen. Praise God. You've been chosen before the foundation of the world, but you were chosen for a purpose. And I think that all of us need to realize that the purpose that God chose me for, he chose you for his glory, and his glory is winning souls. Amen? I said his glory is winning souls, praise God. Winning souls. And how do we go by winning souls? We can be a witness, or we can pray, intercessory prayer. And this is something that we don't do quite often. But we should, amen? Because intercessory prayer, it's not a natural prayer. See, we can pray in the natural, out loud. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. Now, you can pray in the natural all day long, but the devil can hinder this prayer. I said the devil can hinder that prayer in the natural. When you pray in the spirit, he cannot hinder that prayer. Why? Because that prayer is not natural, it's supernatural. Because it's a spiritual prayer. The Bible says, anybody be in Christ, you are what? Old things. Behold all things. You're a new creature. As a new creature, we don't walk by sight, we walk by faith. We don't walk in the natural, we walk in the supernatural. If you're going to walk in the supernatural, then you got to walk in the spirit. I can't hear nobody. Amen. Amen? So if I walk in the spirit, I got to pray in the spirit. Amen? And as long as you pray in the spirit, amen, it's always victorious. There's no failure. I cannot lose in the spirit. Everything that I say, when I say it to the Lord, is yes and amen and yes. And we're going to get into that prayer. Because I think something that we really missing in intercessory prayer, because we don't do a lot of it. And the key is, if you intercede, you're going to birth your children, the nation, and the world. I don't care what your child is doing, you can stop it. I don't care what the world's doing, I can stop it. You can stop it just by interceding. Oh, hello, somebody. Amen. We don't do enough of that. Well, my daughter this, my son is this. I can't. I said, ain't no such thing as can't in the book. Just one more again. Let's read that. You have. Uh-huh. All right. Uh-huh. Amen. The key is, do you know your rights? As a believer, do you know your rights? Do you know the power and authority that you have? I don't think we do. I really don't think we do. I really don't think we know the essence of intercessory prayer, that you can stop anything. You can birth everything. You can. But you have to believe. All things are possible to them that what? Believe. To them that what? In other words, before you even start intercessory prayer, you got to believe. Before you ask God for something, you have to believe. Okay, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. 1 Corinthians 6, 19. All right. Let's read that. Which is in you. And you are. Now, you need to underline that scripture and take it home and study it, because this body don't belong to you. See, on judgment day, the Lord is going to ask you, did you ask me before you put certain things on your body? I can't hear nobody. And I'm talking scriptures. I'm not talking hearsay. Amen. Amen. This body don't belong to you. The moment that you are born again, Lord Jesus become your daddy. And you don't have a right to do anything to this body unless you ask your father. It's just like your child needs something. First thing he's going to do is ask their dad and mom. And mom is going to say yes or no. Well, this body is the same way. It don't belong to you, because he paid for this body. He died on that cross. I believe Calvary cross. Amen. Amen. He paid for all our sins. Amen. And the moment when you said yes, amen, and yes to the Lord Jesus Christ, this body don't belong to you. Let's read the next verse, please. Therefore, in your and in your which the word glorified means to honor. Glorify means to honor. And God said, you got to honor me with this body. You got to honor me. You can't put all these needles in me. Come on, you can't put all these tattoos in me. And don't get upset for those of you who have tattoos, because God forgave you already. Let's move on. Praise God. Amen. I'm talking to the ones that you have not confessed that. You haven't confessed that. Because if you haven't confessed that on judgment day, you will. Every believer right now, again, born again believer, we're working on our reward. There's no doubt about it, because we already saved. Amen. When you die, you go right to heaven. Amen. To be absent from the body means to be present with the Lord. Amen, amen. You're already going to get in there. Yeah, that's right. But you're going to be judged. But that's not going to stop you from getting into heaven, but it's going to stop your rewards. Because, see, everybody's not going to get the same rewards up in heaven. Everybody's not going to get the same rewards. Because what you do for Christ down here is going to last. Yeah. So what are you doing? Are you telling somebody about Jesus? Are you inviting somebody to come to church? Come on, somebody, to hear the word of God. Faith coming by hearing by the word. Come on, somebody. Are you telling somebody? How often do you pray? or do you follow the word of God? He says, train up a child in the way, and when they get older, see, parents don't train their children no more. Children train parents. See, children tell parents what to do. I wasn't raised that way. I never was raised that way, that my child gonna tell me what to do. Hello, ain't it right there, Johnny? Ain't never. Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm from the old school. See, Mom used to have us go out there and get that little limb. And she whipped that. Thank you very much. We're going to move right now. Come on, somebody. Amen. Never told me what they going to do. And I never had a right to tell my mother or father, mother, this is my room. You can't come in there. I didn't have that right. And first thing she told me, she said, everything in here belongs to me. Your clothes belong to me. And everything else belongs to me because I paid for it. See, young folks don't realize that. Nothing you have on belongs to you. And I'm paying for it. They tend to forget that. The heat that you have in your room, I'm paying for that. They don't realize what they have, having a saved father and mother. I said, that's a blessing, ain't it? All right, let's go to Revelation chapter 3, verse 16. Let's read that. Because let's go.
I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I know thy works cold nor hot.
The bottom line is, the key is, are you hot? When you first got saved, you were burning up. You would tell everybody about Jesus. You could look at you, burn that phone up, tell somebody, do you know about Jesus? But what happened? First God said, you told everybody. Amen? You were hot, my God, and all of a sudden, you cooled off a little bit. A cold spell. Where's your witness at? When the last time you spent quality time praying for somebody? Praying for your children. Praying for your mother. Praying for your father. Praying for your sister. Just praying for people that you know, that you love dearly. See, we got to realize that prayer doesn't change God. He said, I'm the same today as I was yesterday and forevermore. Prayer changes things. And you got to realize that. An intercessory prayer is a supernatural prayer. It automatically changes everything. And see, it is so supernatural, the devil can't even stop it. The devil can't even hear it. That's how powerful intercessory prayer is. That's the reason why God gave you the Holy Ghost, because he wanted to stop that devil from just for trying to mess with his folks praying. He can't intervene in intercessory prayer. He can't stand it. He can't stand a believer when he starts speaking in tongues. Because he can't understand that. Because he lost all those rights. You said, well, I don't understand it either. That's right. Until you spend some time with God and ask him. The joy of a faithful intercessor. The joy of a faithful intercessor. The joy of a faithful intercessor. Are you faithful? Are you committed? You ask yourself that. Are you faithful? Can God depend on you? You be eating breakfast, eating dinner, and God say, well, I want you to pray for this person. Will you stop? Do you listen to the Lord? Do you know his voice when he tell you, I want you to fast and pray? Do you? See, fasting doesn't move God. Fasting shuts you down so you can hear from God. What moves God is faith.
Amen.
Faith moves God, amen? You can cry all night. That won't move God. All that will do will swell up your face. Come on, somebody, amen? What moves God is what's in your heart. Do you believe? All things are possible to them that believe. So before you even start interceding, I got to believe. And while you're praying for somebody else, God's praying for you and other people's praying for you, praying for your healing and deliverance. But the bottom line, you got to believe that I'm already healed. I'm healed and delivered and set free. Lift your hands up and say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But you got to believe that. You got to confess that. And you got to hold fast to that confession. Amen. You can't be moved by what you see. You got to be faithful to what you believe. The joy of a faithful intercessor is a joy to be an intercessor. A faithful intercessor. Are you faithful? Are you committed? Are you loyal to the word of God? Are you committed? You ask yourself that. It's the word. Are you? The reason why things are not happening, it's not because God is missing it. You are. Let's go to St. John. Let's go to, let's go to St. John chapter 8. Let's go to 29, 30 and 31 and 32. Let's read. I want y'all to look at that. I want you to look at that. I want you to look at that because God is talking to us. He's talking to the church. If we can just recognize that, period. And he that sent me is with me. The Father have not left me alone, for I do always these things that's pleasing to his Father. Do you? What pleases the Father is when you walk by faith and not by sight. What pleases his Father when you give him the praise, when you wake up in the morning and thank him, when you go to bed at night, when you thank him and give him the praise. Yes. Amen. And you have a song right there on your voice all day long. Yes. Lord, I give you the praise. Lord, I thank you. Just walk around and just thank him. Praise God. You know, the Lord loves that.
Yes, he does.
See, the Bible says that God dwells in the midst of praises. Yes. He said, I dwell. He said, I love you when you praise me. Uh-huh. It just, that lets me know that you love me. And when you love me, I love you. He didn't say everybody. He said many. He said many. He didn't say everybody. So everybody in the church, amen, is not going to believe in the word. So it was then, so it is now. People in the church ain't going to believe. They believe in everything else but the word of God. They believe in neck bones and sardines and all this kind of carrying on. Yeah, I know from the old school. Come on, Henna. See, so. Folks don't know about them sardines, amen. But see, that's from the old school, amen. But do you believe? Just look at some of the old patriarchs 2,000 years ago. Didn't have a Bible college. John the Baptist got everything in the spirit. Yes. Got on that rock and started preaching God. And he was faithful. He was faithful to death. We can't even be faithful to pray on a consistent basis, to intercede. My daughter's doing this. My son's doing this. My family's over here. My father. Come on here. How can I stop this? You can stop it. God has gave us the weapon to stop it.
Yes.
He said the weapons of our warfare is not carnal but mighty through God. Pulling down strongholds. I don't care what it is. My weapon will pull them down one time. One time. Just one time. All I got to do is speak one time. And I pull them down. Amen? Just one time. Believe. Next verse, please. If. Then. The bottom line, he said, if you continue. If you continue. Then are you my disciples indeed. Next verse. And you shall. If you continue, he said, you're going to know the truth. In other words, what's the truth? My word works. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I don't care what the world is saying. I don't care what I don't care what the world is doing. You don't have to go downtown and sit for 9-10 hours and go downtown the next day and sit for 10 more hours to get some help.
Amen.
The word of God says, I'm a very present help in the time of trouble. ADC and welfare. It's not your source. He said, I am your Jehovah Jireh. I am your provider. I will provide for you. I will provide for you. All you have to do is trust me. If I can feed 3 million people in the desert, didn't have a refrigerator, wasn't a Kroger's out there, wasn't the A&P. Some of y'all don't know about them A&Ps, but it was a Jehovah God. I'm the same today as it was yesterday and forevermore. If I can feed manna from heaven to them, I'm going to feed manna from heaven to you. If I can get water out of a rock, then I can do it now. I'm the same today as it was yesterday and forevermore. I'm a God that never, ever changed. Come on, somebody. Lift your hands up and say hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't change. I don't change. I'm the same. The only one change is us. We change more than time. If we can just believe, everything is done in the spirit. Everything you need is in the spirit. Amen. What about my daughter? She already healed. But she's out there. She's already here. What am I doing? Call of these things that be not as though they were. Come on, somebody. But I got my son's an alcoholic. I'm calling these things that be not as though they were. My son's healed. My son delivered. My son is set free. I'm calling these things that be not as though they were. When are we going to walk by faith and not by sight? Amen. Walk by faith. And I'm not going to be moved by what I see. I don't care. If God can save you, if God can save me. Now, you know how we was. Come on here, somebody. You can write a book about the stuff we done. Amen. If God's hand can save us, can he save them? We got to do something that the devil don't want us to do. You got to get on your faith. You got to cry out to the Lord. Intercessory prayer is a supernatural prayer. Supernatural. And it's power, but it's all spirit. The joy of a faithful intercessor, a person who intervenes on behalf of others, a person who intervenes on behalf of others. The act of bringing two people together in the spirit. What is that act? Your spirit and his spirit. Together, your spirit and God's spirit. And when you come before God, you don't have to say a word. What God does is upload everything from your spirit that you want him to pray. Come on, somebody. You know God is a good God. Don't have to ask nothing because he goes right into your spirit. He knows exactly already who to intercede for. You ain't got to say a word. Just continue to pray. The Holy Spirit in you. Watch God work. Take everything from your spirit. You ain't got to say, just keep on praying. Why do you think the devil fights you so hard from praying? See, God looks at your heart. God's pulling from your heart. You ain't got to say that to God. God already knows. He knows what you need. He knows who you want to pray for. Hey, man. So when you go into the spirit, all you got to do is just stay in the spirit and watch him work. Watch him work. Watch him work. Not only he's working for them, he's working for you. So it's really, what is it? It's a twofold. He's interceding and you interceding. Amen. That's twofold. But it's doing much more. It's healing and delivering them. It's building you up in your most holy faith. It's strengthening you. It's healing you. And every time you pray in the spirit, sickness and disease stops. It steals everything while you intercede. That's what the devil don't want you to pray. In the spirit. See, we got to learn how to pray in the spirit because it's building up your most holy faith, but it's connecting you with the kingdom of God, with him. Amen. And when you connect it with him, you know you can't lose because what he's doing is downloading everything in you. You're going to start singing songs that you have never sung before. Your tongue's going to change because I'm going to take you to another level. Come on, somebody. I'm going to take you to an area that you have never been before with God. That relationship gets stronger, get deep. That's why the devil don't want you to pray. And then the bottom line, then your spirit changes. Your body changes. See, when you have that anointing, you don't feel nothing. Come on now. You don't feel nothing when you. But the anointing is awesome. That's what happens when you spend time. Everybody says spend time. Come on, something. Spend that quality time. Do you know him? I said, do you know him? The act of bringing two people together in the spirit. That's Jesus Christ in your spirit. For your spirit is looking at him. He's downloading everything from your spirit. You and him are praying together, hand in hand. You know God is a good God.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit knows who you are. And see, the bottom line, he knows exactly who you want to pray for before you even come to him. I know who you want me to pray for. I know already. Just come to me. It's already done. But something takes place. When you intercede, see, it's something, you know, when you start interceding, God restores my soul. Your soul being restored. See, prayer, you see, you're praying for others, but God is praying for you, but you're restoring, you're building yourself up. You're being restored. You're wondering why that you are so strong now because of that prayer. You wonder why you got that wisdom because that prayer is doing it. See, God is in you. God is around you. God is doing it. You wonder why mom's still here? It's because the prayers of the righteous avail as much. The reason why your daughter's here today, the reason why your son, because of you and your prayers. Intercessory prayer is a foundation for success in the spirit. Because every time you pray, it's successful. There's no failure in the spirit. You can't fail. Period. You can't. Can't no end of this is one prayer the devil can't stop. He can't stop this. Amen. He can't hinder this. Amen. He can't even hear it. Hello, somebody, amen. That's when he gets so mad when you start speaking in tongues. And see, the bottom line is when you start speaking in tongues, he has to back up. He can't even get near you. Why? Because when you start praying in the spirit, the angels are right there. The presence of God is right there. Amen. And so if the presence of God is there, ain't no enemy nowhere.
Amen.
Why? Because the glory is there.
Yeah.
I can't hear nobody.
Amen.
So anytime you start praying in the spirit, God's glory is right. It's around you. He's in the atmosphere. His glory.
Amen.
His presence. And if his presence is there, there is no demons there.
All right.
There's no witches there. There's no warlords there.
All right.
Come on, there's no hindrance there.
No.
You're wondering why when you get through praying, you charged up. And God wants you to be ready. You see, I want you hot 7 days a week, 365 days in a year. I want you to tell somebody, do you know Jesus? Do you know him? Do you know him? And that's the key. Do you know him? Period. Do you know him? See, the bottom line is when you stay on your face with intercession and prayer, Johnny, if you stay there, I want y'all to hear what I'm saying, everybody in here. Yes, as we get older, the body changes. Amen. Arthur want to kind of jump in this way. Amen. Rheumatism want to come in that way. But if you stay in the spirit, you can keep old Mr. Arthur and rheumatism right under your feet. Keep on praying in the spirit. Because healing will take place if you pray in the spirit. And when you pray in the spirit, deliverance automatically take place, Johnny. Come on, somebody. Come on now. You got to hear what I'm saying. Because there's power and authority in intercessory prayer. Why? Because it's not natural. It's supernatural, composed of doing supernatural things. See, that's the same thing with the Word of God. See, when you speak the Word of God, it's not natural. It's supernatural. But you just don't believe it. That's the reason why nothing happens. See, we're not from the old school. We are new creatures. And everything we do is supernatural. We call these things that be not as though they were. Amen. I have my house right now. I'm calling these things to be not as though they were. My bills are paid. I call these things to be not as though they were. I have my new car. I call these things to be not as though they were. Keep on believing God. Keep on speaking God. Somebody going to bring you that car. Somebody going to give you a check too. Hello, somebody. Amen. Is anything too hard for God? If God could do it for them, I'm going to do it for you. I'm the same now. Come on now. And you have to sit down and talk to God. Lord, you say you're the same today as you was yesterday and forevermore. If you can get money out of a fish, I can get money out of a fish too. Hello,
amen.
You're the same. Hello.
Amen.
You got to believe. And God speaks to your spirit. Everybody around here trying to get rich. Listen to all these folks telling you, God wants you to be rich. You're already rich. Amen. He wants you to prosper. You're already prosperous. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his. He said, all these things shall be. He said, once you seek me, you ain't even got to ask me. I'm going to give it to you anyway. So you ain't got to buy all these crazy books. Just seek me. I'm going to give you what you want. You don't even have to ask me. I know what you need. Seek me on a consistent basis. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to take care of your children. I'm going to take care of your family. Come on. I'm going to take care of your bill. Come on, somebody. Do y'all hear me? He said, I am your master. I am your God. I am your Jehovah Jireh. I am your provider. Trust me and allow me to provide. Your children trust you. Know that their parents will provide for them. But trust God. Ezekiel 22:30. That. But, now this is another translation. I'm going to read this from another translation. I kind of like this translation. I looked for someone who might rebuild the wall of righteousness that guards the land. I searched for someone to stand in the gap in the wall so I wouldn't have to destroy the land, but I found no one. The wall spoken of here is not made of stone, but of faithful people united in their effort to resist evil. This wall was in despair because there was no one who could lead the people back to God. I kind of like that one. The wall spoken here is not made of stone, but of faithful people united in the effort to resist evil. God's looking for somebody here who is going to stand in the gap for their family. Even though they don't have nothing to do with you, even though they don't even speak to you, God said, pray for them that who despitefully use you or talk about you. Amen. He said, pray for them. Well, I mean, they drank, they smoked, they cussed, they fight. I can't. God said, pray for them because I died for them too. You mean to tell me you can't pray for them? But they don't understand. You don't understand either until somebody prayed for you and got you saved. You selfish thing. You mean to tell me you won't spend time praying for your loved ones, praying for the nation, praying for the world? You were chosen by God to be a prayer warrior. You pray for them. That's just not like you. You don't walk in pride. You be humble. As God saved you, he'll save them. Psalms 106:20. Had Moses served as the people's intercessor. Moses served as the people's intercessor. And I think we need to read that one more time. Yeah. Nice and loud. Let's read that again. Therefore, Moses is chosen. Moses is chosen. Moses served as the people's intercessor. Are you an intercessor? You've been chosen. You know who you are. You've been chosen as an intercessor to stand in the gap, period. These people out here shooting up folks, robbing people. How come we ain't praying for them? How come we not standing in the gap? How come we not praying for our children out there doing this, doing that, being rebellious? You've been chosen to do that other than running your mouth about them. Now, Moses did that and stopped the Lord from doing what he had to do. Now, what you doing? What you doing? But talking about your children, talking about your loved ones, they this, they that, they that. Stop talking and start praying. Stop talking and start praying. You want them healed? You want them delivered? You want them changed? Stop talking, start praying. Prayer changes things. And while you change them, God's changing you. Yeah, Lord. You follow what I'm saying? See, you cannot pray for somebody without you being changed. See, when you pray in the spirit, you being changed. You being built up in faith, but you being changed. In other words, God's taking you to another level. You look at things differently. Why? Because God is interjecting himself into you each time that you pray. You're going to get stronger and stronger in God and his power. Come on, somebody, amen? Okay. Then you start seeing things that you have never seen before. Right. And we've got to show you things to come. Right. But he'll show you about him. You have him. You have his power. You have his authority. You have his anointing. You be just like him, period. See, if you spend that quality time with God, on a consistent basis, if you just can see yourself spending that quality time with God, your shadow will heal, folks. You ain't got to say nothing. You ain't got to say a word. Your shadow will do it. You understand? It starts from the heart. It goes from the heart to the head to the feet. It will be anointed. See, while you are interceding on a consistent basis, the whole atmosphere in your household changes. Everything stops. Everything see. The only person that's in your house is God and his angels interceding with you. And see, when you believe it, God will show you a picture of his angels kneeling down with you interceding. But we ain't got there yet because you're still on your head. You got to move praying from your head to your heart. When John was on the island of Patmos, he was in the spirit. His body was right there, but God moved his spirit. When you're interceding, it's your spirit. Amen. Come on, somebody. It's your spirit. The reason why you ain't dead, because you haven't finished your assignment yet. And some of your assignment just begun. You said, well, I'm close to 80 or 90. Ain't no age in heaven. It don't mean nothing. Ain't no age in heaven, just like it ain't no time in heaven. Ain't no time in heaven. See, we move by time. And see, again, you got to, again, we are a new creature. We don't move by time. We move time. Hey, hey. Hey, hey. We don't move by time. We move time. There's no time in heaven. The only thing that's in heaven is faith. This time is in the world system. We're not of the world. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We change time. Time says it's going to take you 2 weeks to be healed. Spirit says by his stripes you're healed now.
Come on.
We move time. I'm healed now. Everything that we have from God is now. It's not tomorrow. It's not maybe. It's now. Come on. A very present help. Let's lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Come on, somebody. Come on here. We got to get off this time kick. Ain't got nothing to do with us. We move time. Amen. Time is of the world system. Amen. We just passing through.
Come on now.
By faith. Moses served as the people's intercessor. This refers to the time when the Lord wanted to destroy the people for worshiping the golden statue, calf. Amen. But Moses intervened. Are you intervening for your daughter? Are you intervening for your son? You know what they're doing. So stand in the gap. Tell that devil, you can't have them. You're not going to take my child. Amen. That's my seed. Amen. And she will live. He will live and not die. Lift your hands up and say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know I'm preaching real good now. A true intercessor must have a life of praying, fasting, speaking God's word, and being a doer of the word. In other words, do something. Speak the word. Stand on the word. Hold fast to the word. Don't move from that word. Wait on him. As an intercessor communicates daily with the Lord. He communicates daily with the Holy Spirit. Daily, you speak it in tongues.
Amen.
Amen. You know, when the Bible says pray without ceasing, you can pray without ceasing. They had a little nugget prayer. While you're walking in the supermarket, when you're cleaning up the house, you have a little nugget prayer. Amen. And still doing what you're doing. When you're at work, you can be quiet typing. And then when you're praying in the spirit, you can type a little faster. That's pray without ceasing. In the supermarket, you ain't even Mr. B. And then while you're walking, you study praying. What you don't know what's taking place, when you pray in the spirit, you got a host of angels around you.
Hallelujah.
You got a host of angels around you. You got the presence of God around you. So there ain't going to be no accident nowhere. Ain't nobody going to come up to your car. Ain't nobody going to do nothing. Why? Because if they come, they're going to see something that you may not see.
Hallelujah.
See all that fire around you. It's just like fire shed up in my bones. Come on, somebody. That's what that Holy Ghost do. See, stop putting God in a box. I'm God all by myself. When you intercede me, I'm going to protect you. I'm there with you. And see, I want y'all to think about, here it is, this God is trillions of people praying in the spirit, and he with everybody.
Hallelujah.
And he ain't never left his throne.
Yeah.
Come on, what kind of man is this? He ain't never left his throne. Never. Never. When you walk around here, you got a host of angels walk with you. How you doing, sir? Mm-hmm, fine, thank you. Mm-hmm, sure. All right. You're covered. You're covered. You're covered. You don't even have to say it. I'm covered. The moment you start praying, I'm covered. God's covering you. The whole atmosphere of your house changes. If there was some spirits in there, they're gone now. Why? Because the Lord and the angel, you got to go. Excuse me? You got to leave here. If we could just get the essence of an intercessor. Are you faithful? The joy of a faithful intercessor. You gotta be joyful to be a faithful intercessor. In other words, you got to have joy down in your sanctified soul. Let's read. So you're building up yourself. You're praying for them. You're praying for him. You're praying for them. You're praying for the nation, you're praying for the world, but you're being built up at the same time. You're being, in other words, when it said building you up, in other words, you're being restored. Yeah. But you got to believe that I'm being restored. And see, the bottom line is, if God's going to restore you on a consistent basis, if you do this, he's going to restore this whole body. I'm going to restore you. What the devil's trying to destroy, I'm going to rebuild it.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to change it supernaturally. And he ain't even got to do no rebuilding. It's just a natural thing. All he got to do is move his hand. All he got to do is think about it. And it's done anyway. That's all he got to do. All he got to do is speak one word. It's done. He restores my strength. I'm going to restore this. I'm going to restore that. I'm going to restore this. Just intercede for me. Come on. Intercede. So I'm praying for them, but I'm being restored. Is anything too hard for God? No. Amen. And the beautiful part about it, when you start interceding, your gift is going to change. Your anointing changes. It goes from this level to a higher level. To a higher level. That's why the devil don't want you to intercede. It takes you higher and higher. So when you start studying, you get a revelation. You get none but rhema, revelations about that word, about this word, about that word, about this word. So you study the word of God, and then after you study the word of God, God adds something. He added a nugget to it. He put that on in there too. Yeah, praise God. Yeah, it comes from kingdom. I'm giving you a revelation. See, all this comes from intercessory prayer. That the devil don't want you. Your body changes. Your soul changes. Your heart gets stronger. And then the anointing of God is covering it. Then you go through the house sometime and you kind of, I think I perceive there's some angels in here. Amen. And the reason why you're saying that, it comes from your spirit. And your spirit is connected to God. And God is letting you know there is some angels here. Now, if you continue to walk in faith, I'll show you. But I'm not going to show you because I don't want you to make a door out of a wall. Hello, somebody. Because when you're praying in your room, the angel's sitting on your bed, just looking at you. So you make perceive. So sometimes God allow you to perceive. Just Paul said, I perceive everything that's in the Bible is here. He said, I'm the same. Romans 8:14. Let's read that nice and loud. So if you're not led by the Spirit of God, you're not the sons of God. So he didn't say being led by your flesh. He said being led by your spirit. For as many are led by the what?
Spirit.
Your spirit. See, God's going to lead you by your spirit, not by your head, not by your emotions, not by your feelings. See, the devil deal with your emotions, by your feelings. Tell you, go ahead and cry all night long. And it don't move God. I tell you, just swell up your face. It still don't move God. What moves God is faith. When you going to believe? You want to change something? Stop believing God. Period. When God tells you to do something, God wants you to move now, not tomorrow. See, God is not a tomorrow God.
Amen.
That's the world system. God is a right now God.
Amen.
When he tells you to move now, you got to move. Do y'all hear me? When God said you healed now, that's what you say. I'm healed now. When God tells you to speak a word, he wants you to speak a word now. Everybody say now.
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 You want to shock the people? You want to see, so you want the people to see something different in you when you get up and minister behind this podium? Start praying in the spirit before you teach. Not no 15-minute prayer. Give them an hour, then God will give you another 2 hours. You say, I can't do that. Ain't no such thing as can't in this book. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. When God tell you to pray an hour, he can give you the ability to pray 2 hours or 3 hours or 4 hours or 5 hours. He'll do that too. Moses fasted and prayed for 40 days. That's a supernatural prayer. God gave him the strength to do that. He said, I'm the same today as I was yesterday. In other words, God wanted Moses to do something that he couldn't do of his own. So I want you to spend that time. So he fed him, and he fed him with him, with his spirit. Just like that's what he wanted to do with us. But some of y'all, you just won't listen. You got to get on that phone. As an intercessor, we must keep our heart clean.
Amen.
This heart has to be clean so that we can properly be led by the Spirit of God. You can't have mess in here. You can't look at mess. You can't hear mess. In other words, he says, come out from among them and be ye separated, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. So if you're going to be an intercessor, your hands can't be dirty and your heart can't be dirty. And you can't hang around with dirty people. How can two people except they
agree?
You got to walk to someone that agrees. In other words, agree with the word of God. You can't walk with unbelievers. I don't care what nobody tell you. People tell you today that I can walk with unbelievers. It won't change me. What book you reading? They tell you come out from among them. So you walk with an unbeliever. It will change you. That spirit will get on you and change you. Hello, somebody. Amen. Yes, you work with unbelievers. That doesn't mean you got to hang with them. You ain't got to smoke with them. You ain't got to go out and kick it with them. We work with unbelievers every day. But that shouldn't change you. The only thing that changes you is the word of God. I'm the same today as I was and forevermore. An intercessor makes a decision based on one's commitment to God, not on feelings or your emotion. Let me read that again. An intercessor makes a decision based on one's commitment to God, not on feelings or your emotions. An intercessor is an act of one's will. An intercessor is an act on one's will. It's your will to pray. It's your will to pray. It's your will to do what's right. The devil can't make you do nothing. So stop that lie. The devil can't make you do anything. You got to make a choice to do it. The devil lost all those rights. He can't make you do nothing. He can talk to you, but you got to make a decision to do wrong. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. Let's read that. In other words, rejected or disqualified. You have to make an effort to keep your body under subjection. Your head tell you want to drink, keep your body under subjection. You want to cuss, keep your body under subjection. You want to do something wrong, keep your body under subjection. You got to do something. And how do you do that? By studying the word of God. Faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith coming by hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and him, and get stronger, and stronger, and stronger. The bottom line is no way that you can stay in prayer without changing you. It's going to change.
So thank you for listening to the Bible Way Outreach Full Gospel Church International. We trust that this word was a blessing to you. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at BWayOutreach and like us on Facebook. Be blessed.